Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of Hazrat Aqdas Arif Billah, Hazrat Maulana Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu. The title is Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye. Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye. غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے سر ہمارا دل تمہارا چاہیے غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے لذت فن یاد طوفانوں میں ہے کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفہ ہے تیرے جلوہ کا نظارہ چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے اپنی آہوں سے ڈر جانا اپنی اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہے میری جا خیر کی مجھے کون پرواہ چاہیے آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہے میری جا غیر کی مجھے کون پرواہ چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا بھی ہمارا چاہیے دست بخشا جانب زندیل میرے سر کو تیرا صدا چاہیے اختر خسرتا دور فرتا دکو ان کی رحمت کا بلایا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے
حضرت والا کا کلام شاہ رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو اللہ سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو, میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو, میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو, پھر دل بفیض ذکر میرا پر بہار ہو, سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو, غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو, غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو, دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بخار ہو, دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بخار ہو, ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے حاصل قرار ہو, ہم سب کو تیری یاد سے حاصل قرار ہو, دل بھولنے سے تجھ کو بہت بے قرار ہو, دل بھولنے سے تجھ کو بہت بے قرار ہو, ہر ایک گناہ سے مجھے یا رب فرار ہو, ہر ایک گناہ سے مجھے یا رب فرار ہو, یک لمحہ آسیوں میں نہ میرا شمار ہو, یک لمحہ آسیوں میں نہ میرا شمار ہو, بستی ہو یا چمن ہو کے وہ کوہسار ہو, بستی ہو یا چمن ہو کے وہ کوہسار ہو, جاؤں جدھر بھی دل میرا تجھ پر نثار ہو, جاؤں جدھر بھی دل میرا تجھ پر نثار ہو, اپنے کرم سے بھیک مجھے مغفرت کی دے, اپنے کرم سے بھیک مجھے مغفرت کی دے, بندہ تیرا محشر میں نہ یہ شرمسار ہو, بندہ تیرا محشر میں نہ یہ شرمسار ہو, یا رب تیرے کرم سے یہ کچھ بھی نہیں بعید, یا رب تیرے کرم سے یہ کچھ بھی نہیں بعید, رحمت بروز حشر تیری بے شمار ہو, رحمت بروز حشر تیری بے شمار ہو, آسی اگر ہو متقی ترک گناہ سے, آسی اگر ہو متقی ترک گناہ سے, پھر تاج ولایت کا وہی تاجدار ہو, پھر تاج ولایت کا وہی تاجدار ہو یا رب فدا ہو تجھ پہ اختر کا ہر نفس یا رب فدا یا رب فدا ہو تجھ پہ اختر کا ہر نفس توفیق ایسی آپ کی لے لو نہار ہو توفیق ایسی آپ کی لے لو نہار ہو میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو پھر دل بفیض ذکر میرا پھول بہار ہو سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو.
الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This beautiful poem. رحمت کا تیرے سر پر میرے آبشار ہو. او اللہ, let the mercy of your waterfalls be on my head. Waterfalls of Allah's mercy be showering on my head all the time. Ameen. May Allah grant us that all the time. سجدہ میرا سجدہ میں سر ہو ششم بھی یو اشک بار ہو. او اللہ, make it so that my head is in sajda and I'm tearing from my eyes. Tears are flowing from my eyes. May Allah bless us with such sajdas, inshallah. That we have the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, or in dua sometimes in sajda, that we are in sajda and tears are flowing from the eyes. Rahmat ka teri sar par mere aabshaar ho. And that is a sign that Allah's rahmat, waterfalls of Allah's rahmat is falling on my head. May Allah grant us. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said, that Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when you're making dua and tears come out, is a receipt from Allah that your duas are accepted. So if we are in sajda and we are tearing, it's a receipt that Allah's rahmat is coming down upon us. May Allah bless us with that. غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو. Oh Allah, let it be that never ever that my lust overtakes me. And here Hazrat interpreted lust with that very great extent, shahwat ki naar, the fire of lust, which is very hard to control. Save me from that, O Allah. That it makes me blind, it makes me deaf, it doesn't let my mind also work. That I just get lost in everything. Save me from that, my Allah. Dil mein na mere ghair ka koi bhi khar ho. And oh Allah, let not in my heart be any other thorn. A thorn which pricks us, we know how it is painful. And a thorn in the heart. In the Quran Sharif, Allah says, the fire of Jahannam, تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ. It will go directly for the heart. And the heart is the most delicate. So may Allah protect us. But if there is a thorn in the heart, we just have a little cholesterol too much or something, it blocks the artery. If there's a thorn in the heart, but the thorn of Allah's love must be there. And also, if you want to take out a thorn and it breaks, and now the half is left, Allah's love's thorn. So Allah, let there be no other thorn in my heart. Only your thorn of your love that makes me restless. I can't sleep at night. I can't do anything. I'm just in your thoughts all the time. May Allah, through the barakat of our Shaykh and our Akabir, bless us with this. And when we read the stories of how many, Allahu Akbar, how they were blessed with this love of Allah Ta'ala. میرے لبوں پہ ذکر تیرا بار بار ہو. You know, Allah, on my lips, let your zikr be all the time. Over and over again, let me be making your zikr, and with that release and enjoyment, I take your name. Phir dil bafeze zikr mera pur bahar ho. And then, O Allah, by the barakat of the zikr, let my heart be like the season of spring, full of that enjoyment of the spring autumn, when the blossoms are coming out and the beautiful smells of the flower, fragrances of the flower. Let my heart be like that when I'm making zikr. Hum sabko teri yaad se haasil e farar ho. And O Allah, let all of us have, by remembering you, let our hearts be at ease and let them be at rest. By the zikr of Allah, Allah bi zikrillah, tatma'innul qulub. O Allah, by your zikr, let our hearts find solace and joy. Dil bhoolne se tujhko bahut beqarar ho. And O Allah, if perchance I forget you, let my heart become restless. Just like a fish when it is out of water, it is restless. Like that, let my heart when it is out of your zikr, let it be restless also. ہر ایک گناہ سے مجھے یا رب فرار ہو. ہر ایک گناہ سے مجھے یا رب فرار ہو. او اللہ, make it such that I run away from each and every guna. No guna I entertain, no bad thoughts also, no fantasizing, no thinking, belittling people, having evil thoughts of people. Let me be running away from every guna. یک لمحہ آسیوں میں نہ میرا شمار ہو. O Allah, not for a second also let me be counted amongst your disobedient servants. Let me be counted amongst the sinners. Not for one moment also let me be counted amongst the sinners. Basti ho ya chaman ho ke wo kohsar ho. Whether I'm in a city, in a dwelling place, whether I'm in a beautiful garden, whether I'm at the top of a mountain, جاؤں جدھر بھی دل میرا تجھ پر نثار ہو. Wherever I go, wherever I am, whether in ease or comfort, let my heart be given to you. Let you be in my heart all the time. اپنے کرم سے بھیک مجھے مغفرت کی دے. And out of your kindness, O Allah, I'm begging of you for forgiveness. Other people beg of different things, I'm begging of you for your forgiveness. بندہ تیرا محشر میں نہ یہ شرمسار ہو. اے اللہ, that on the day of Qiyamah, let not the slave of yours be humiliated and disgraced. O Allah, save me from that, from your anger and your wrath, and from humiliation in front of everyone. یا رب تیرے کرم سے کچھ بھی نہیں بعید. O Allah, by your kindness, nothing is far-fetched. You can do everything how you have forgiven people. Nothing is over you. You are over and above everything. Your anger is not over you. You control your anger. Everything is under you, O Allah. No matter what gunas I have committed, or the whole world together have committed, this is nothing for you, O Allah. You can forgive them. Rahmat baroze hashar, teri be shumar ho. O Allah, let your mercy on the day of Qiyamah be unlimited and untold. Aasi agar ho muttaqi tarke gunah se. And a person who is a sinner, but he becomes a muttaqi just by giving up gunah. Just make our intention firmly that we're not going to commit gunas, and what we have committed, O Allah, forgive us for all our past gunas. And then you become a muttaqi immediately. While you are sitting here, you don't have to wait for tahajjud time. You don't have to wait for the time of dua. Now if a person determines, I'm giving up all my gunas, and in future I'm not going to commit any guna, he's already a muttaqi. So much so, Allahu Akbar, that if a person hasn't got a beard, for example, and he makes tawbah now, then the guna of shaving the beard already is off him. Though his beard hasn't grown still, it's not going to grow immediately, but the guna is already off him. So we all make niyat, inshallah, whatever guna there is, bad thoughts, whatever guna we have, that we make tawbah from them, and that we'll never commit them again. پھر تاج ولایت کا وہی تاجدار ہو. And immediately you make tawbah, you become a muttaqi. And then the crown of the wilayat of Allah, being the wali of Allah, Allah puts that crown on your head immediately. Now it is on our heads already. We made tawbah sincerely and we determined not to commit gunas. Allah has made you a wali already, and He has crowned you with the crown of wilayat. Ya Rabb filahu tujh par is akhtar ka har nafas. Oh Allah, make it so that every moment of us, of ours, we sacrifice for you, for your pleasure. Whatever you want us to do, we will do. Whatever you tell us to stay away from, we will stay away. Tawfiq aisi aapki layl o nahar ho. Oh Allah, give us that tawfiq day and night, all the time, that we are sacrificed for you. Our heads are at the altar. Our head is at the gallows, and we are prepared to sacrifice for you all our haram desires. Allah, that is what Allah wants. We sacrifice our haram desires. May Allah give us the reality of this. What a beautiful poem, and it speaks so much of how, what love Hazrat had for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and how we can also gain that love. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yeah, the questions that were put to Hazrat and his answers. Ek khatun ne likha hai ki inka shohar unka khayal nahi rakhta. One woman wrote to Hazrat that her husband doesn't look after her well. He doesn't think of her, doesn't look after her well. Aur gham pahunchata hai. And he treats me such a way that I'm always sad, sorrowful. Aur kabhi khush nahi rakhta. He doesn't ever make me happy. There are many men like that. They keep themselves happy outside with their friends, with other pursuits, and with the wife. No real relationship whatsoever. Agarche bazaahir dindar hai. And outwardly, he's a pious person also. He's got beard, topi, kurta, making five times namaz, everything. But he's not looking after his wife properly. To biwi ke khush karne ke liye Islam ki kya ta'aleem hai? So what does Islam say with regard to keeping the wife happy? Is there anything in Islam that the wife must be kept happy? Jawab, Hazrat replies, Islam mein biwi ka dil khush karna aur khush rakhna bahut badi ibadat hai. In Islam, to keep the wife happy and keep her heart happy is a very big ibadat. Just like to keep any other person within the laws of Sharia happy, your wife moreover. You keep her happy, it's more sawab than nafil namaz also. To keep your wife happy. Allah Ta'ala ne biwiyo ki mutalliq Quran Paak mein sifarish ki. Allah has interceded on behalf of the wives. If anyone intercedes, if you want somebody to intercede, your boss fired you, you need somebody special to go and intercede by your boss. You have been chased out of the class, you need somebody special to go and ask the ustad to let you in again. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala Himself is interceding on behalf of the woman. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Allah is interceding for them and telling the man, please, I am saying that you must treat your wives in a good way. Yani apni biwiyon se nek bartav karo. Treat them in a nice, good way. Keep them happy. That's a very big ibadat. Ek shakhs ne khane mein namak tez kar dene par biwi ko maaf kar diya. One person, when the wife put lot of salt in the food, and it became such that you could not even eat it, but he thought in his heart, she is Allah's bandi, she made a mistake, I forgive her. He forgave her. Marne ke baad ek buzurg ne khwab dekha. After he died, one person saw a dream, ke usne kaha, he said, Allah Ta'ala ne mujhe isi amal ki barkat se bakhsh diya. Oh, just because of this, I forgave my wife on that time, Allah forgave me my whole life's gunas. Ke maine apni biwi ki namak tez karne ko maaf kar diya tha. So when the wife sometimes speaks to us like that, she makes mistakes, it's an occasion for us to get our jannat, certificate of jannat. We must not lose it. Get our certificate of jannat, overlook, forgive her. And if she has to be told, tell her at another time in a nice way, but don't break her heart or anything. In a nice way, explain to her. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne 25 saal ki umar mein Hazrat Khadija رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سے جو 40 سال کی تھی شادی کی. When Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was just 25 years old, he married Hazrat Khadija رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, who was 40 years old. Today everything is opposite. A 40 year old will look for a 15 year old girl, for a young girl. But Nabi Kareem and the West that made this propaganda that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had so many wives because of lust. Na'uzubillah, his first wife, when he was in his prime, when he was 25, he marries a widow, not a virgin. He marries a widow of 40 years old. That is clear proof that na'uzubillah, what terrible and wrong propaganda they make. So, اور آپ کی 52 سال کی عمر مبارک تک زندہ رہی. And she stayed alive till نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was 52. So that means 17 years from 25 till 52, no, 27 years she was in the nikah of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And that was the prime of his life. From 25 till 52. مگر ان کی تکلیف کے خیال سے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے دوسری شادی نہیں کی. But that she will be hurt. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not marry any other woman during that period. And afterwards when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam married so many women, we go and see it was the doorway for tribes and nations to enter Islam. It wasn't for the sake of lust or anything, but tribes and nations entered into the fold of Islam. Bibi Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha ko takleef hogi that if he gets married, then Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha will dislike it. So we see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not marry in his prime. Just because of the thought. And Hazrat also says that don't even tell your wife, you haven't got it in your heart, just to trouble her, you tell her, what you think if I marry again? Or you look for somebody for me again? Or sometimes when you're angry, you say, never say that also. Their hearts are very delicate, even jokingly, never ever tell them that I want to marry again, I must marry again. Kya Islam mein char shadiya karne ka hukam hai? The next question, is it the law of Islam, a ruling that a man must get married to four wives? Jawab, char shadi ki ijazat hai, hukam nahi hai. To marry four wives, there is permission, it's not a command. Aur ye ijazat mutlak nahi. And this is not just a permission without conditions. This permission also to marry four wives have got very, very severe conditions with them. Is shart se muqayyad hai. And it is with this conditions that you can marry two or three or four women, ke shohar insaaf ka daman haath se na chhore. That the husband must not ever forgo impartiality or equal rights of each woman. He must never forgo that. Which is really very, very difficult. Somebody told Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he did not have children from his first wife. He married again, and Allah Shan, from the second wife also no children. So they say, you have opened the doors for people, for your murids, etc. They'll say, Shaykh married again, we also must marry again. Hazrat said, I didn't open the doors, I closed the doors. Say, how is that? He says, for example, a watermelon comes to me. Then I wait and I make it equally half. Somebody brings two watermelons, one for this wife, one for that house, that wife. But I don't give one, because the one may be sweeter than the other one. So I cut both in half. And each half of one I give to one house and the other half to the other wife. So that if the one is more sweeter, it doesn't. The one wife only gets the more sweeter one. In this way, he kept that which is almost impossible. A person who has that taqwa, only he can maintain it. A person who hasn't got that, and also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua to Allah, Ya Allah, I have kept impartiality between my wives, but my heart is not my control. My heart inclines more to Hazrat Khadija Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And that is also a jeeb one point. One alim says that whenever Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha should go to her father's house, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he should stand up for her. And he should say, my mother has come. His daughter came, but she's married to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she is the mother of the ummah. He should stand up and he should say, my mother has come, my mother has come. And she should say, I'm your daughter. You married to my Nabi. And my Nabi is my father, you my mother. What a position Allah gave to Hazrat Khadija, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. On Qiyamah's day, the people have this that Hazrat Fatima's position is more greater. She is the daughter. When she'll enter Jannah, she'll enter with her husband Hazrat Ali. When Hazrat Aisha, she is the wife. When she'll be entering with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the position of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha? Yes, so there must be, you must be, must give equally, very fair, in time you must give equal time. In spending money, house must be not similar, same type of house, who can manage this? Hazrat Sahaba Ikram Ridwan Allah Ta'ala Ajma'in ke kamal iman aur taqwa ke saath ye sharf nazil hui. The Sahaba Ikram with their perfect iman and with their perfect taqwa, this condition was revealed to them. Aur aaj kal to iman ka kya haal hai? What iman? One wife we can't keep properly. We're going to keep two wives properly. And we're dreaming of three and four wives. And in our mind, I'll have one house here or one room here. And we can't keep one wife properly. Where are we going to keep four wives properly? Isliye, is zamane mein ek hi parsavar zaruri hai. Adra says, in this time, it is necessary that a person suffices only with one wife. Varna, do shadi karke, agar dono mein barabari na ki. If you marry two wives and you did not keep them equal, to sakht gunegar hoga. This person went out, he said, I have to make sunnat ada. But he will be doing so many haram things. Because he did not treat them equally. Phir is zamane mein sihat aur quwwat bhi kamzor hai. And in these times, health and power, strength is also very weak. Us zamane mein khun nikalwana parta tha. Aur ab khun charwana parta hai. At that time, the people had to do cupping. Cupping was a major form of medical treatment, take out blood from the body. Now, whatever you hear, this person, that person, they need blood in the body. Blood is short. That time, blood was too much. Now, blood is short. We are so weak. Us zamane mein, acha. Aur maujooda zamane mein, jisne bhi do shaadi ki, dil ka chain aur sukoon ghaib hua. And in this time, whoever married two wives, all his peace of mind and contentment of heart was gone. When he comes to this, he thought, another wife, I'm going to enjoy by her now. Then she's telling you all about the other wife. Your head doesn't work now. You go to that wife, she's telling you about the other wife. Your head doesn't work now. You went out to look for peace, the little peace you had, that also you lost. So, this is that time. Layla ke ta'adad barhaakar maula ki yaad ke qabil na rahe. Now, by increasing your wives, you no more even got that strength to fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala. Nazar ki hifazat na karne ka, ye wabal hai. This is the punishment of not looking after our gazes. Ke layla, ke ek layla par sabar nahi, that we are not satisfied just with one wife. And then Hazrat shows a wazifa also for that woman. Aap ya subbuh, ya quddus, ya ghafoor, ya wadood, 7 baar. Aur bismillahir rahmanir rahim, 7 baar khane par aur paani par par kar dam kar diya kare. On the food your husband is going to eat, he's not treating you well, he's thinking of getting married again, etc. Be bismillahir rahmanir ya subbuh, ya quddus, ya ghafoor, ya wadood, 7 times, and bismillahir rahmanir rahim 7 times, and blow on his food, water, etc. Allah will make his heart soft and he will turn in kindness towards you. اور دعا کر لیا کرے کہ اس عمل کی برکت سے اے خدا میرے شوہر کے دل میں میری محبت ڈال دیجئے. And then make dua that, oh Allah, by the barakat of this amal of mine, put in my husband's heart my love. Then inshallah he will incline towards you and fulfill your rights. In Kashkol Marifat, Hazrat discusses here fazilat ilm. We were carrying on with this for quite a while, and we should make amal on whatever we learn. But Allah has to increase our knowledge is the greatest amal. Hazrat Qari Muhammad Tayyib Saab Rahmatullah Alayh, many times when he spoke to students, ulama, he should say, acquiring knowledge is the greatest amal which you students and ulama have got, you are busy with. And to make amal also, you are making namaz, you are doing your amal, that also. Now what must I tell you more? Then he should speak on increasing knowledge. Increase your knowledge. And what a beautiful example he gave, say a little child, 4, 5, 6 year old, start reading Takhti. Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha. He comes to Ya, Hamza, Ya, Wassalam. Now he thinks, I'm an alim, Takhti is finished. I'm from the beginning to the end. 28, 30 alphabets, I know them, finished. Now the Ustad say, Alif, Ba, Zabar, Ab. Now, oh, there is something else also now. Now, Sab, Jab. Now he has to join words also. Then afterwards, some more words also. When he finishes his Yassarna al-Quran, Nurani Qaida, whatever. Now finish kitab, he's happy. Tell his mother, I want to give chocolates to the children. I finish my kitab. Now the Ustad starts with another kitab. So he says, your whole life you cannot finish kitab. And that is really who becomes an alim. Who carries on and on. There is no stop. Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, Rahmatullah Ali, when he was on his dying bed, doctors had ordered he mustn't study. As soon as the doctor has turned his back and is gone, he got his kitab again. Then all his khadim should answer, doctor said you mustn't. He said, there is also one sickness. All others said, there is also one sickness. So Allah bless us with that. Very fortunate is that person who keeps on studying, keeps on studying. And there is no end to it. So this is also a very great ibadah, to seek knowledge all the time. Fazilat ilm as tafsir kabir jildo. This virtues of knowledge is in the tafsir kitab, tafsir kabir. Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Alayh, and what a tafsir Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Alayh is written. Rahmatullah Alayh, wa allama Adam al asma kullaha ki tafsir mein likhte hai. In the tafsir of this ayat, he writes, ye ayat dalalat karti hai ki ilm ki fazilat par kyu, ilm ki fazilat, ye ayat dalalat karti hai ilm ki fazilat par. This ayat shows, wa allama Adam, that Allah taught Adam alayhi salam. What a great, that knowledge Allah gave. Allah himself was the teacher. Adam alayhi salam was the student. Kyunki Allah ta'ala ne Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam ki takhleeq mein apne hikmat ke kamal ko sifat-e-ilm ke zariye zahir farmaya. Allah has shown the perfection on knowledge. Allah didn't use any other or sifat of his. Allah Ta'ala has got Asma'ul Husna, how many qualities, but Allah Ta'ala, how he showed the fazilat of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, that he made him masjood e malaika. All the angels had to make sajda to him, not in his worship, but in his honor. And by what did Allah give him his honor? By knowledge. So that shows that how great knowledge is. Agar ilm se ashraf koi shay hoti, lakana min al wajib. Izharu fadlihi bidhalika shay. If there was something more virtuous than knowledge, then to show his honor, Allah should have used that other thing. So this shows that knowledge has got that great honor. To zaruri hota izhar karna us shay ke zariye apne fazl ka. Magar Allah Ta'ala ne ilm ki ni'mat ko apne fazl ki izhar ke liye muntakhab farma kar. But Allah chose his quality of knowledge to show the honor of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Ilm ki ashraf wa afzal hone ki ko wazi farmaya. And Allah made it very clear and manifest that knowledge is such a great and honorable thing. And all of us, mashallah, got knowledge of deen. We all can read Quran Sharif. We all know how many surahs, but all the time. We know our surahs. Many of us from Alam Tara learn another surah. Slowly, slowly. We know Tawadduha. Learn more. We know Yaseen. Learn Surah Tabarakalladhi. All the time be learning something. We learn about Seerat. The names of the wives of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His children, etc. Let us, all of us, always take just even 5 minutes a day that, Ya Allah, I'm reading this kitab to increase my knowledge. Inshallah, Allah, as previously it came, Allah will raise us with the ulama on the day of Qiyamah. Let us be engaged with some aspect of deen knowledge. Our reliable ulama, the kitabs are so many, some aspect on a daily basis. اللہ تعالیٰ نے اپنی کتاب میں علماء کے پانچ مناقب بیان فرمائے ہیں. اللہ has explained five great qualities of the علماء کرام. انشاءاللہ we'll do that in معارف مثنوی. And Hazrat Sadiq Kitab also, Fughani Rumi, Allahu Akbar, what a kitab, how the ulama of reunion were in 1991 by Hazrat. And they requested Hazrat to give sabak. So every night after Isha, Hazrat used to give sabak. And what things are explained in there, inshallah, if Allah gives tawfiq or any one of us, we should try and study that kitab. All the du'as of one another, how we should speak to Allah. And each du'a needs so much of explanation. How much of Allah's ma'rifat in there. Allahu Akbar. For example, he says in there that, oh Allah, Allah, from the dead you bring the things alive. Usually we say from the egg, the living chicken. From the living chicken, the dead egg comes out. But the example he gave, that one seed of wheat, what we eat flour, after it is made, wheat is made flour. We have it, wheat bix also we have flour also. He says one seed is put in the ground. Then you pour water, then it becomes soft, it bursts open, then sand goes in it. And the whole tree that comes up now, not tree, what wheat, what you call it, what comes up? Whatever it is, that is all that sand, which is dead. Sand, we regard it as dead. Now, the ears which come on that wheat, that stem, then the ears, and on each one, how many seeds come? It's all from the sand. You only put one seed. The sand is now, how Allah formed it. And then it is brought from the farms, usually to the cities, industrial areas. Then it is ground. Now it is made flour, it is made cereal, it is made different things. Now you eat it, then it becomes blood. Then it becomes semen. And from the dead, another living baby comes out again. What is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? You can't imagine everything. A goat, sheep, they eat grass, etc. Also dead. And from there, we eat the goat, the sheep. From their blood is made, semen is made. And from the dead grass, a living being comes out. Allah's qudrat we cannot imagine, and you can never exhaust it. Nobody can know Allah. Allah is beyond our comprehension. Further, Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, اے لوگو، اگر قرب خداوند کی شان و شوکت کا بصیرت قلب سے تم ادراک کر لو، او پیپل، اف یو ریکوگنائز دا گریٹ گرینڈیور اینڈ دا گریٹنس آف اللہ تعالی فرام دا آئیز آف دا ہارٹ، اف یو فائنڈ اللہ تعالی، تو کائنات کی تمام لذتیں تم کو مردار نظر آنے لگی. دین آل دا ڈیڈ تھنگس آف دس ورلڈ کیرین، آل دا وومن، all everything what you see in this world, buildings, cars, all these things will appear like dead things. They won't have anything once you get the enjoyment of Allah Ta'ala, who Allah Ta'ala is. Hazrat Sultan Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi ke batin ko tarke sultanat se hatta ala ke qurb ki jo sultanat la zawal hasil hui. Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, when he gave up his kingdom of this world, Allah gave him that everlasting kingdom of meeting and finding Allah Ta'ala. Usko mehsoos karke unki jaan paak zubaan ka kaha haal keh rahi thi, feeling that enjoyment of finding Allah Ta'ala. And this is really our objective. Not only ibadat, ibadat is for us, we have to do it. Not only what ibadat, we get consciousness of taqwa and we save ourselves from guna, but to reach and find Allah Ta'ala. That is a great, great ibadat. As to acquire knowledge is such a great ibadat, the marifat and the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. So when Ibrahim ibn Adham got that, so to say, his ruh spoke. دنیا کا ملک تن پر سٹو کو مبارک ہو. This the دنیا of this world, that what it is, all this beautiful, this columns and everything of this world, blessed to them who want to enjoy that. ایک دن یہ ملک اور ملک والے دونوں فنا ہو جائیں گے. One day all this world and the people who cherish the world and love the world, they will be brought to ruins. Nothing will be left. We will die. We'll go in our qabr. We'll turn to dust. And those buildings also that look today so beautiful, after a few years, finish, they'll break them down. They'll be ruins. اور ہمیں عشق کا ملک لازوال مبارک ہو. And he says, for us who found Allah Ta'ala, that kingdom of the of finding Allah and the love of Allah, that is blessed for us and it is forever and ever. جس پر کبھی فنا نہیں آتی. Never ever. Allah Ta'ala is forever. When you die, Allah is with you. He is with you in your qabr. He is with you wherever you are. You never lose your beloved. This dunya, your beloved is left behind. You're with Allah, you've made him your beloved. He's with you forever. اور جان اس سلطنت عشق کو ساتھ لے کر اللہ تعالیٰ کے پاس جاتی ہے. And your ruh, your soul, goes with that great kingdom of the love of Allah to Allah Ta'ala. اگر چھوٹی سی سلطنت ترک کرنے سے سلطنت لازوال حاصل ہو جائے, if giving up a small kingdom and you get an everlasting and never ending kingdom, forever it is and it is everlasting, تو کیا اس ترک سے کسی عاقل کو تکلیف ہو سکتی ہے؟ Then by giving up this, sacrificing this, can ever any intelligent person find any difficulty and hardship in this? یا اگر کسی مکان کی بنیاد میں عظیم خزانہ مدفون ہو. Another example, if you build up your house, big palace you build, but somebody then informed you that in the foundation there is a huge treasure there, lot of gold, diamonds, etc. تو کیا اس مکان کے انہدام سے کسی عاقل کو غم ہو سکتا ہے؟ Now you break down the building to take out that great treasure. Will ever any intelligent person tell you, you're stupid? You just built this here and now you're breaking it down? But you know what is at the bottom. So what we have built, our dunya, break it down and find Allah Ta'ala. And if you find Allah Ta'ala, that is the greatest treasure. And for that we have to keep on making dua. We are mukallaf and responsible to practice and practice on shariat, of the commands of Allah Ta'ala, but make dua for jazm also all the time. That Allah must pull us towards Him, that in our hearts we find the love of Allah Ta'ala. We learn to recognize Allah and get enjoyment in His zikr. اے دوست, خزانہ ہمیشہ ویرانے میں ہی دفن کیا جاتا ہے. او مائی فرینڈ, ریمبر دیٹ ٹریجرز آر آلویز ان دا ڈیز ان دا پاسٹ, دیر ور نو بینکس ایٹسیٹرا, ان دا جنگلز دے شوڈ گو اینڈ ویئر نو بڈی گوز, دے شوڈ گو اینڈ بری دیٹ ٹریجر دیئر, اینڈ دے شوڈ ہیو اے پراپر ریکارڈ ویئر دے بریڈ اٹ, بٹ دیٹ از ویئر دے یوز ٹو بری اٹ. سو بس محل کوئی چیز نہیں ہے. سو یور بیوٹیفل پیلس یو ہیو بلٹ از نتھنگ. جسم اور اس کے قوتوں کو, یعنی خواہشات نفسانیہ کو جو ویران کر دو, دیٹ از یور باڈی اینڈ یور حرام پلیجرز اینڈ انجوائمنٹس, ڈسٹروائے دیم, کٹ دیم آف کمپلیٹلی, یعنی ان خواہشات کے تقاضوں پر عمل نہ کرو. دیٹ از ڈونٹ ود دی ڈیزائرز اینڈ اسپیشلی دیٹ نار از شہوت. فرسٹ آف آل ٹرائی دیٹ اٹ نیور کمز ان اے پرسن, اینڈ دیر آر مینی تھنگز دیٹ اے پرسن کین ڈو ٹو اسٹاپ دیٹ گریٹ لسٹ وچ کمز ان اے پرسن. It is the food we eat. See that you don't eat such food that creates this lust. Hot food like chicken, all the time chicken, today everyone only chicken. And they add such things in this, especially in the takeaways, etc. There are such ingredients that increase the, which comes in chocolates, which comes in sweets also. All these things that increase it. Music, for example. This also increases the desire. Then what we are watching previously was novels and all these things. Now what is on the cell phone, it increases the desire. Company that we keep, don't keep that kind of company that they all the time talking of women and girls, etc. All these things a person must think. Try and keep your thoughts pure and clean also all the time. Then you will get saved. Otherwise you get involved. Somewhere or the other you get involved. یعنی ان خواہشات کے تقاضوں پر عمل نہ کرو اور تقوی اختیار کر لو. ٹرائی اینڈ ہیو تقوی. اور خواہشات کے محل کو ویران کرنے کے بعد اسی ویرانی میں قرب حق اور تعلق مع اللہ کا عظیم خزانہ مشاہدہ کر لو گے. And then حضرت says, when you will do that and you don't practice on your haram desires, اور تقوی اختیار کر لو, and you go in the path of the obedience of Allah, you don't break His laws, you have taqwa. پھر خواہشات کی محل کو, the palace of your desires which you have built, after that کو ویران کرنے کے بعد, after destroying that palace of your desires, that means you don't practice on your desires, اسی ویرانے میں, now in that sorrow of yours that I didn't look at this woman, I didn't commit that guna, I didn't commit that guna, in that sorrow of yours, قرب حق, you will get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. اور تعلق مع اللہ کا عظیم خزانہ مشاہدہ کر لوگے. And you will get the great treasure of the connection with Allah Ta'ala. So whenever this opportunity, this time comes, so don't think of it as bad also to look at woman, etc. That is the time that just break your desires. In return, Allah is going to give you His love. Eh? Which comes clearly in the hadith. That a person who, when he really wants to look at a woman, and perhaps he thinks, I'll never see such a woman again, and he doesn't look, and for the fear of Allah, he doesn't look, Allah gives him the enjoyment of the sweetness of Iman. And the sweetness of Iman, ulama say, once it enters the heart, it will never leave the heart again, and you'll have that enjoyment forever. حضرت سلطان ابراہیم ابن ادہم رحمت اللہ علیہ کو ترک سلطنت سے جو نعمت ملی, ابراہیم ابن ادہم, when he gave up his kingdom, the treasure Allah Ta'ala had given him and the great نعمت and great gift Allah had given him, اور صحرہ میں دریا کے کنارے ذکر و عبادت کی جو حلاوت ان کے باطن کو عطا ہوئی, and in the jungles or on the river banks, what great enjoyment he was enjoying. Uska lutf unhi se puchna chahiye. That enjoyment only he knows. What great enjoyment taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that it becomes easy for us to get up for tahajjud, to pick up our hands and to cry to Allah, and tears flow from our eyes. This all when that love of Allah comes into our hearts. May Allah bless us with that, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, this weekend, Laylatul Sabt, on Friday night, after Maghrib Salah, will be our monthly majlis in Homestead Park. And then, inshallah, on Laylatul Ahad, here at the Darul Ulum, after the Maghrib Salah, at 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, will be the Ash'ar Majlis. And then on Yomul Ahad, on Sunday morning, will be our monthly majlis here at the Darul Ulum also. And then, inshallah, the following weekend, next weekend, Jumu'ah, Yawmul Sabt, Yawmul Ahad will be our Islahi Jalsa taking place in Port Elizabeth. So we humbly request the brothers, inshallah, to participate in this program also. And to make dua firstly for the success of the Islahi Jalsa, and to bring as many brothers as possible. Jazakallah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa naqibatul muttaqeen, wa s-salaqeen, wa s-salatu wa s-salam ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen. Sayyidina wa habibina wa shafiina wa mulana Muhammadi wa ala alihi sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها اللهم إن قلوبنا ونواسينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منها شيئا وإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا وزقنا حسن النذر فيما يرضيك عنا اللهم اجعل حبك حب الأشياء إلينا واجعل خشيتك أقوف الأشياء عندنا واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك وجهت أن حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك، وإذا أكرت أعين على الدنيا من دنياهم فأكرر أعيننا من عبادتك. اللهم زدنا إيمانا بك وتصديقا بكتابك ووفاء لعهدك واتباعا لسنة نبينا محمد صلى الله تعالى وسلم. ربنا زدنا علما وزقنا فهما، اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا، ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم احفظنا من كل الفتن ما ظهر من بطن، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من المعقم والمغرم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا، اللهم اشف مرضانا واخف موتانا، اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى وسلم وأهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.